This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-463. I'm sorry, wait a minute. Yeah, 989-463-9360. And Dr. Lynes, Laynes, fax 989-779-7100. Regarding Raymond Davis, Jr., date of birth 3/17 of 1961. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Davis with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, ischemic cardiomyopathy, diabetic nephropathy, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and hypertension. His last visit was May 28th of this year. His weight is down 8 pounds over the last 2 months, and since his last visit, his metformin has been stopped due to the estimated GFR being less than 30 at times. It does fluctuate, but it does definitely go under 30, which is when we are supposed to stop it due to the risk of lactic acidosis. The patient has not had any hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. His cardiologist and primary care doctors are both asking if he should start Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, and that is actually a very good idea for this patient. We will be starting him on low-dose Farxiga, 5 milligram once a day, and we'll give him samples just to make sure he tolerates it, and then labs will be checked within a month. He denies any chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no dizziness or syncopal episodes, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear, but he does complain of chronic foaminess of the urine. So we're going to check a random urine to protein, a creatinine to urine protein ratio along with the urinalysis with the next labs. And we are going to continue to do those labs monthly. He's feeling well today. Medications, I want to highlight the Flomax 0.4 milligram daily. The amiodarone is 400 milligrams, one daily. Bisoprolol is 2.5 milligram daily. He's on Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Lopid, Norco for pain. Remicade is 100 milligram every 6 weeks. Imdur is 30 milligram, a half tablet daily. Novolog 70-30 insulin, 40 units twice a day. And Entresto is 24-26, one twice a day. Aldactone, 25 milligram daily. And then he takes vitamin B12, vitamin C, zinc, and omega-3 fatty acids. Physical exam, weight 261 pounds, pulse is 75, oxygen saturation 98% on room air. Blood pressure 115 over 74. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 22, 2024. Creatinine is improved, 2.11. Estimated GFR is 35. Albumin is 4.8, calcium 9.5, sodium 133, previous level 135, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 21, that's up from 19, phosphorus 3.6, hemoglobin 12.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. We will continue to have labs checked every month. 2, ischemic cardiomyopathy and diabetic nephropathy. He was given samples of Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 5 milligram daily. He will start that this month, and then he will try to seek patient assistance through his primary care provider's office in case that's too expensive to afford in the future. The 5 milligram daily dose should be the proper dose for his current kidney function and safe. He was advised to watch for urinary tract infection symptoms as well as skin yeast infections and dehydration, and to report those immediately. And hypertension is well controlled, and benign prostatic hypertrophy is number four, and that's controlled with low-dose Flomax daily. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.